I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Well, here's some more outdoor information. Get in the holiday spirit at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park. It's their annual Frontier Christmas this Saturday, December 10th from 10 to 4. You can listen to local musicians perform holiday music. They make traditional Christmas ornaments and crafts at the North Barricades, the Visitor Center, egg-baked bread in the barracks kitchen, and they can also stop by the mess hall to taste freshly churned butter. You can join the fort's horse drivers for a sleigh or wagon ride and a whole lot more information. And you can stick around at 4 o'clock for the tree lighting and the carol ceremony. There's no cost to participate, but a park entrance license is required, and that can be purchased there at the park. And they'll be available in the library schoolhouse from 11 to 2. If you want some more information, Fort Sisseton's phone, 448-5474, or email fortsisseton@state.sd.us. Well, in Watertown area, Lake Kempeska, the Kempeska chapter of the Isaac Walt League will have their annual fishing derby. It's slated for Saturday, December 31st from 1 to 5. You can win up to $400 in cash drawings, two cash prizes hourly for the largest walleye, and other prizes for perch. You can buy your tickets from any Ike's member or a lot of businesses in Watertown for that fishing tournament Saturday, December 31st. Also coming up will be another tournament, and that'll be to spend the night on Lake Ponset, third annual Fishing for Miracles. It's an all-night fishing tournament, Friday, January 27th, 3 p.m. through 3 p.m. on Saturday. A lot of great Vexilars, Markham, ice augers given away, and all proceeds benefit the Children's Miracles Network. $20 tickets are available right here at the radio station, Watertown Radio. And it's limited to the first 199 participants. If you want some more info, log on to our website at gowatertown.net. Well, now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund, and kind of bring us through the progression of Sunday to yesterday, pretty much piling out of the refuge, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely piling out as of now. Sunday, Monday, it was still looking pretty good. You know, we hadn't formed a whole lot of ice, but we had formed a little bit. And then Tuesday came, and a little bit more Tuesday, and Wednesday a little bit more ice. And with each day we had more ice and cold temps, we lost more birds. And so now we're looking at Thursday morning and a lot more ice and a lot less birds, probably just some dark geese around and mallards. Most of our snow geese have already parted ways and headed somewhere for a warmer climate.
And I think North Dakota had a tremendous amount of snow, so maybe Devil's Lake would be, still have ducks and geese on them, but that would probably be it for there, except Sakakawea around Bismarck.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I heard yesterday that just north of Jamestown had over a foot of snow. I know Devil's Lake got quite a bit of snow. Our Fish and Wildlife office up there, I think I heard, had both their snowplows stuck. So there was definitely quite a bit of snow all the way up that way, and that will do everything it can to push the birds farther south. And I'm sure we're looking at the weaning days of our goose migration. Obviously, our duck season ended this week, and so it's just dark geese and others. And it's going to be pretty slim pickings now, but those diehards, I know they'll be out there, and they might be able to find a spot or two.
Well, one bright thing up in Brown County, I know it's been tough for pheasants, but if the hunters work the heavy cover now in sloughs, they should have some good hunting this month.
Oh, they should. You know, one thing I didn't mention, too, is the Brown County, we have very little snow. I'd say just a skiff, maybe a half inch, you know, enough to make a little white on the ground, but not enough to have big drifts or anything like that. So we do have open fields yet, and then the sloughs are all wide open, of course. The cold weather is still driving the pheasants to the cattails and the thicker cover, so even though we don't have snow, it's still going to have to work hard for those pheasants. But they're out there, and we certainly have a huntable population up here around the refuge and all the public land it has to offer in the area. We, at the refuge, have our pheasant season opening up on the refuge next Monday. So at 10 a.m. next Monday until the end of the season, you can start hunting pheasants on the refuge.
And if they want some more information or maps, do you have any maps on the website, Don?
Absolutely. Go to the Sand Lake website, and there's maps and a special regulation sheet for pheasant hunting on the refuge. Our archery season also opens back up on the refuge next Monday also. So for those archery hunters who like to sit in the really cold temperatures of December, that's also an option for you too. But go to our website. You'll have information on all that. And also, if you need to send an email or call us, you can find that information there too.
Don Soderlund from Sand Lake with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Grant County, Milbank, South Dakota. Jamie Peck, Elder, CO with the Game Fish and Parks. And I guess, first of all, with the freeze-ups there, the power plant's probably got warm water, but do you have honkers there and elsewhere in around Milbank?
Yeah, there's quite a few Canada geese out on the power plant. Last week looked like to be about 1,500 to 2,000 of them hanging around there, and that was before we had the real big freeze-up. Since it froze, I haven't been back up there to take a look, but I'm guessing we've brought some more geese in. We had probably about 1,000 on Lake Farley last weekend, and then the other waters around the area were holding geese as well. So I'm pretty sure that we've seen a few more show up at the power plant.
And sometimes they stay on Lake Albert south of the power plant and either up on Bullhead and throughout maybe on the ice on Big Stone Lake.
Yeah, they'll tough it out and sit on the ice and keep a little spot open. But yeah, they'll start moving more and more to the plant as it gets more and more ice. Sounds like we're going to get colder temperatures as the week progresses here too.
Big Stone had another real good year of many months of a good perch fishing, and the walleyes are a little finicky at times, but when we have real good ice, it should be a destination for a lot of anglers this winter.
You know, I'm guessing we're going to see quite a few people hitting Big Stone. We do have that curly leaf pondweed that showed up here a few years ago, and that's going to be kind of a pain in the north end of the lake a little bit, but it's because it's growing underneath the ice already, I think. But otherwise, you know, there's a lot of perch in that system.
Well, Jamie Peck, Elder, CEO with the Game Fish and Parks out of Grant County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, I guess, boy, a big difference in a week, what it can make with water and ice.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we knew this was coming, and boy, it was a vengeance. Lots of wind and cold temperatures, and, you know, driving back and forth, it looks that ice pretty rough. It's going to be a rough go when you're walking on that, that's for sure.
Well, I would imagine still probably goose hunting opportunities off Wabay and Bitter Lake for a while. The honkers seem to stay in even though the duck season's closed, but also maybe pheasants. They might be bunched up in cover now, so there is some good hunting to be had.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, we tend to keep some Canada geese around for a while. And, you know, like you said, Bitter and the Wabay, the bigger waters probably have a little bit of open water yet. You know, there's still open water on some of these smaller sloughs. When I was coming home last night, there would be pockets here and there. But yeah, pheasants as well. I think the snow on the ground is definitely going to help the pheasant hunters. They are bunched up and should be make it a little easier to find some pheasants now.
Well, I can think of in Coddington, Grass Lake, Dry Lake might be, you know, a little suspect for a long winter, a lot of ice, a lot of snow. Are there many real shallow you know, popular bodies of water in Day County that might be in trouble?
You know, I'm sure there's a few, but most of our main water bodies that people have been fishing are probably deep enough. We should be okay. But there's always that fear, especially, you know, we get some real cloudy ice and the winter turns into a long one, and we could definitely have some winter kill. Ones I'm mainly worried about are a lot of these no-name sloughs that are off the beaten path, where I think we're going to have quite a bit of winter kill on those.
As far as the pheasant hunters, have they been able to do a little bit better in Day County?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot lately. I would guess there's been a few out and about. I tried a little bit on, I guess it was Friday afternoon. I saw some birds, but they're pretty wild, can get close to anything. But I think, you know, put in your time. Small groups, you probably have your best luck.
Well, Brian Blackwell, Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer, and I imagine honkers and pheasants and maybe a few snow geese left around in the country.
Yeah, as far as going outside and finding something to do here in the next couple days, snow geese is probably going to be your best bet. If you're a pass shooter, the windy days have been really good. Guys have been able to get hunkered down in some ditches in the road right-of-ways and really have some good pass shooting opportunities. And there's some dark geese in there as well. As far as decoy hunters go, I don't remember a fall where decoy hunters have killed more snow geese. There has just been some really big piles of snow geese shot. I think we can contribute that to probably one of the best hatches that we've seen for snow geese in the last 5 or 6 years. So decoy hunters are really taking advantage of that. Last couple days of duck season were really good. So even though the waterfowl season was a little rough, this last 10, 15 days has been really exciting for everybody.
You know, it might be tough to work them, but the sloughs and the heavy cover is definitely the place where pheasants like to spend weather like we've had this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a couple people from out of state call and ask, you know, is it even worth coming out? Do you have enough birds to hunt? And I've been telling them, I think if you're going to come to the Watertown area and hunt pheasants, these last couple weeks might be your best opportunity to go out on public land and harvest a few birds. If you've got a dog and a couple guys, like you said, it's going to be rough walking those sloughs, but nonetheless, you should be able to get some birds out of there.
And we want to caution people, don't try or retrieving birds or whatever. The ice, you know, it could be 3 inches one place and a half an inch another, so this is not a time to try to go out on anybody's water.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're going to build really good ice. These really cold temperatures are exactly what we want to make good ice. So the ice that we have is going to be good, I think, but we do need to give it a little more time there. There is a lot of people talking about ice fishing this weekend, and you might be able to find some smaller sloughs that a guy can ice fish come Sunday, but early ice is always extremely dangerous, especially where there's any kind of vegetation or sunken trees. Anything like that. So early ice is always dangerous, but I think a lot of ice fishermen know that. Just use common sense and be careful out there.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.